Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Will Jesus find faith? Luke 18, 1-8. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in the city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Do you ever revert back to childish days where you dreamed of being able to wave a magic wand or say the right words in the right order to conjure up some magical powers that would, poof, produce your immediate wish? I'm pretty sure that most of us have a secret wish that prayer was like that, that we could summon God at our beck and call to create the reality that we want at any given time. Now, some of this could very well be as selfish as the day is long. Lord, could my bank account be so full I don't know what to do with all the money? Lord, a new SUV in the driveway would be nice. Lord, I like just sitting and watching my favorite show or sports, but I want a healthy, fit body. Can I avoid the hard work of real life and just get the privileges and pleasures this world has to offer? Other things are anything but selfish. Lord, I see the injustice of this world. Babies are being slaughtered in the womb. Kids are being mistreated. Human sexuality is being marketed and displayed as only about pleasure. The wars and injustices and starvation, and even the many in the world who have never rightly heard of Jesus. Two of the students that recently graduated from Rock Solid Refuge had never gone to church before coming to Rock Solid. That means there are many thousands, maybe even millions, just here in Canada that have never heard the gospel, much less all those in other parts of the world. As Jesus tells this parable, he makes a comparison and contrast between God the Father and a judge who did not fear God nor respect man. Jesus tells of a low-class individual, a widow, who wears down the judge with persistence in order to get justice. Jesus then says, "And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night?" This might seem like an odd parable and comparison, but Jesus' point is that nothing goes unnoticed by him, and he certainly, with great care, takes notice of his people. Even though at times it can seem that God is delayed and isn't coming to the rescue like we think he should, he is going about working out his master plan, which has everything to do with our well-being in the end. I also take it that Jesus is letting us know that our fellowship with him is not a one-and-done kind of thing. I prayed once to confess my sins. I have my fire insurance. Now I go on with my life, and someday I'll go to heaven. No, our relationship with him is relentlessly persistent, always pressing in, not just to ask for more things, but to know Jesus, to relate to him, to fellowship with him, and to know his will for our lives as we go through our day. So to close this day's devotional, let's pray the Lord's Prayer, a prayer that we should all have memorized as our model for prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.